Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brenda. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a charge on my credit card of $5.74, and I'm inquiring as to what it's for.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your first and last name?
Vicky Cole, C-O-L-E.
Okay, Ms. Cole, I'd like you to verify your address.
1389 East U.S., Highway 160, Everett, Missouri, 65646.
Okay, give me 1 second while I pull up your account.
Okay.
I'm sorry, man. Give me 1 second. My system just shut down. I'm trying to bring it back up.
Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am. Be just another second.
Okay.
Okay, you said it was a charge of $5.74.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, it looks like you entered the sweepstakes to win the KitchenAid mixer.
And what is it? Well, I turned around and canceled that, though. I didn't let it go all the way through. And I made a note of it. And they were supposed to cancel that out. Just right after I did it and I figured out what was going on, I canceled it. It was done at 8:09, December the 9th.
Okay, ma'am, I can go ahead and cancel it for you.
Okay, I appreciate that. And take it off my account.
Take what off your account?
Well, they put it on my account for $25 on my credit card.
$25?
No, for $5.74. I'm sorry.
Okay, ma'am, because you entered the sweepstakes, even if you did call and cancel, you said you called and canceled on the 9th. That was a day later. Now you call back.
No, it was canceled on the 8th. I looked at the page wrong. It's 8th that was canceled. You put it on the 10th when you posted it. It was posted on my credit card. It was canceled on the 8th.
Okay, ma'am. Unfortunately, that charge is valid anyway because it was to enter a sweepstakes. But I can cancel your account out.
When I talked to that guy, he said he would cancel it. That was not a problem.
It's not even any records in our system.
I canceled and I made a note of it. And then I've got the phone number down here where I called in, and I've got an ID number. I have an ID number here.
Okay, what's the ID number?
263-140-798.
Okay, ma'am. It's still not showing that you called and tried to cancel in our notes or even in the call log.
Then you know it was canceled.
If I did who now, ma'am?
If when you guys record these calls, you know it was canceled.
If it was canceled, it would show canceled in your account, ma'am, or at least a note saying that it was going to be canceled or that you called. It's not either one. But it's still an entry to the sweepstakes, ma'am. It is not refundable.
No, I'm not. And I will call my credit card company, and I will explain the situation to them. And I will dispute this charge.
Yes, ma'am. They'll give us a call, and we'll explain the situation to them as well.
And I did call in and cancel it at 8:09 that evening, same time that I put in for it. And when I figured out what it was and what you guys were doing, I called and I canceled it.
Okay, ma'am. 3 to 5 days to be back in your account. Thank you for calling.
I've got the number here that I called. 833-246-5469.
3 to 5 days. You will get your $5 back. It'll be in your account. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Let's see. Okay. Found out what they were doing.
Okay, ma'am, you can disconnect the call.